Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Mandatory price reporting closer to being reauthorized. Back on that today in just a moment.
Well, this is the place, huh?
New ranch, new neighbors, new germs. BRD could be right around the corner. Our hides are hung.
Oh, calm down.
Our tails are toast.
Relax, you lightweight. I heard they're slipping us something new. Zelnate, DNA immunostimulant.
Did you say Zelnate?
Uh-huh.
Steerific!
Bayer is rewriting the book on BRD treatment with Zelnate, the first licensed immunostimulant that aids in the treatment of BRD due to Mannheimia hemolytica. A non-antibiotic innovation, Zelnate helps reduce lung lesions and mortality associated with BRD in cattle by jump-starting an animal's own defenses.
I'm ready to kick BRD right in the rump roast!
Yeah, don't strain yourself there, Shorthorn. Calves.
Visit Zelnate.com to learn more about a new chapter in BRD management. It's not an antibiotic. It's not a vaccine. It's Zelnate.
2 weeks ago, the Senate Agriculture Committee approved H.R. 2051. Last week, it was the full Senate giving approval by unanimous consent. And yesterday, the House of Representatives, following suit, passing H.R. 2051, a bill that reauthorizes the Mandatory Price Reporting Act, the United States Grain Standards Act, and the National Forest Foundation Act. According to Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the first of those three authorizations, the Mandatory Price Reporting Act, essential for the livestock industry and glad to have it, although he's not particularly happy that one provision was left out of the version that came from the Senate and ended up being accepted by the House.
And Senator Stabenow would not allow the emergency authority provisions to remain in this bill, which basically would have made mandatory price reporting an essential function of government. So in essence, basically, if the government were to shut down because of Senator Stabenow, she apparently doesn't want us as producers to have access to market reports.
The House was on board, both the chairman of the House Ag Committee, Mike Conaway, as well as his top Democratic ranking member, Colin Peterson, in favor of that emergency waiver. The chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Pat Roberts, was in favor of it as well. However, it appears that the ranking minority member of the Senate Ag Committee, Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, did not want that particular waiver to be in place. She objected. It was taken out of the Senate measure. And NCBA's Colin Woodall says that at the end of the day, the livestock industry said better to have the reauthorization done and in place for Thursday, as the 1st of October rolls around, rather than fighting for the emergency waiver and having nothing in place this coming Thursday.
The choice was either fight for that provision and allow mandatory price reporting to expire or just get mandatory price reporting put back on the books. And ultimately, we on the industry side said we needed to get it put back in place, reauthorized for another 5 years, and then we can find another way to fight this issue of essential function of government.
Longtime lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, who says the price reporting needs to continue whether or not the government is shut down or not. He adds it affects not just producer decisions, but the broader commodity markets as well. He adds that everybody seemed to be in agreement that this was something that needed to happen, except for Debbie Stabenow, the top Democrat of the Senate Agriculture Committee. By the way, now that it's passed both the Senate and now the House of Representatives, H.R. 2051 expected to be signed into law fairly quickly by the president. No objections apparently coming from the White House. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale. It's at noon on Monday, October 5th at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. More than 900 head to sell, including 300 Angus bulls, 500 commercial springbred heifers, and 100 fall calving pairs. For more information or a sale book, you can call the ranch at 1-800-664-3977 or visit the website at www.expressranches.com. The number again, 1-800-664-3977.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.